Symphoria is looking ahead to another successful season, even though the current slate of performances doesn't wrap up for another month. WAER's Scott Willis reports the orchestra is planning a variety of music at a wide range of venues in hopes of appealing to a broader audience.
From Masterworks and Pops to Spark, Casual, and Kids concerts, Managing Director Catherine Underhill says there's likely to be something for everyone when the new season opens in September. She feels it's part of their mission to provide an opportunity to take in live music.
A lot of people listen to music today, but they listen to music independently. You know, I see everybody walking around with an earbud in their ear, and it's a totally different experience whether you're going to see Dave Matthews at Lakeview Amphitheater or you're coming to a live orchestral performance. The excitement and the connection that happens being part of a live performance audience is unlike anything else.
Admission is free for kids 18 and younger, and only $5 for college students, all in an effort, Underhill says, to make the music as accessible as possible to a younger audience. She says Symphoria has seen consistently robust growth in each of the past three seasons after the collapse of the former Syracuse Symphony. She says feedback both after concerts and via email has been overwhelmingly positive.
We're in a strong place because the diversity of our audience, I think, is perhaps broader than the previous institution. We're getting more people from lots of different places, lots of families. I think we can do more to attract millennials.
The orchestra is one of only two co-ops of its kind in the nation. Underhill says the collaborative model means everyone from the musicians to the board and small administrative staff are committed to succeed.
How can we be right-sized for our community and region? How can we program effectively, both to maintain audiences who are very familiar with classical music and to introduce orchestral music to a much broader audience? How do we engage kids? These are questions that we're all sort of chewing on and thinking about.
With the Landmark Theater and Everson Museum both back in the black, Underhill sees Symphoria as part of the resurgence of downtown and the arts scene.
The growth and stability of the arts organizations here is both contributing to that and is benefiting from that. And so I think we help make downtown Syracuse an attractive place to visit, both for the folks who live here and the people who come to the area. And there's a lot of great work that's happening here.
Scott Willis, WAER News.